Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Manpower Group. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Manpower Group, a major player in the staffing and workforce solutions space. Let's unpack what makes this company tick, analyze its recent performance, and break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that could shape its future. Stick around, because I've got some juicy insights from their latest earnings call and financials that you won't want to miss. First, a quick snapshot of who we're dealing with. Manpower Group operates in the staffing and recruiting industry, part of the broader industrial sector. They're a global leader in connecting people with jobs and helping businesses find talent, which is a critical service in today's ever-changing labor market. With thousands of employees worldwide, they've got a massive footprint. Now let's talk about what's been happening lately. Recent performance shows a mixed bag. Over the past year, their stock has had its ups and downs, underperforming compared to some industry peers in the short term, but holding steady over a longer horizon like 5 years. Newswise, there's chatter around their strategic moves to adapt to market shifts, and their latest earnings call for Q3 2025 dropped some key updates that we'll dig into shortly. So let's get into the meat of this analysis and see where Manpower Group stands for long-term investors like us. Strengths: solid revenue base. Manpower Group reported a hefty $4.6 billion in revenue for Q3 2025, as per their latest earnings call. Even with a slight 2% year-over-year dip, that's a massive top line for a staffing firm, showing they've got a strong, stable foundation to weather economic fluctuations. Global presence. Their geographic news segments highlight a diversified footprint across multiple regions. This isn't a company tied to one market's fate. They're spread out, which helps mitigate risks from localized downturns and gives them a broad client base. Positive cash flow. Looking at their cash flow statements, operating cash flow remains robust, and free cash flow is in a healthy spot. This means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth or return value to shareholders, which is always a green flag for us long-term folks. Strategic focus on tech. From the Q3 2025 earnings call summary, it's clear they're investing in technology and process improvements. This isn't just fluff. They're positioning themselves to stay competitive in a digital-first world, which could pay off big time down the road. Weaknesses: revenue decline. Let's not sugarcoat it. That 2% drop in revenue year-over-year from the latest earnings call is a red flag. For a company of this size, even small declines can signal softening demand in key markets. Is this a temporary blip or a sign of deeper issues? We'll need to watch this closely. High debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on recent metrics. Carrying too much debt in an uncertain economic environment can limit flexibility and weigh on profitability if interest costs creep up. It's something to keep an eye on. Margin pressures. Both gross and net profit margins aren't exactly stellar right now. The latest financials suggest they're struggling to keep costs in check relative to revenue, which could hurt earnings growth if not addressed. Short-term underperformance. Compared to industry averages, their stock performance over the past few months lags behind. While we're in it for the long haul, these short-term trends can shake investor confidence and put pressure on management to deliver. Opportunities. Labor market trends. The staffing industry thrives on economic recovery and labor market shifts. With hybrid work and gig economy trends still evolving, Manpower Group has a chance to capture more market share by offering innovative workforce solutions, something they're already leaning into with tech investments. Geographic expansion. Their earnings call mentioned a focus on growth in specific regions. If they can double down on high-growth markets, especially where labor demand is surging, there's potential for significant revenue upside. Valuation potential. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's sitting at a reasonable level compared to industry averages. If they can turn around that revenue decline and boost earnings, the stock could be undervalued right now, offering a buying opportunity for patient investors like us. Digital transformation. Their push into technology, as highlighted in the earnings call, isn't just a strength, It's an opportunity. If they can lead the industry in digital recruiting tools or AI-driven talent matching, they could carve out a bigger competitive edge. Threats. Economic uncertainty. The Q3 2025 earnings call explicitly mentioned navigating an uncertain environment. If global economic conditions worsen, think recession or inflation spikes, demand for staffing services could tank, hitting their top line hard. Industry competition. The staffing sector is cutthroat, with plenty of players vying for the same clients. If Manpower Group doesn't innovate fast enough, they risk losing ground to competitors who are more agile or cheaper. Regulatory risks. Operating across multiple regions means dealing with a patchwork of labor laws and regulations. Any sudden changes, especially in key markets, could increase costs or disrupt operations. Market sentiment. With short-term performance lagging behind the industry, as seen in recent metrics, there's a risk of negative investor sentiment dragging the stock down further. Even if fundamentals improve, perception matters in the market. All right, let's tie this all together with some broader insights. Manpower Group is at a bit of a crossroads. On one hand, their global reach, solid revenue base, and focus on tech are real strengths that give them a foundation to build on. On the other, that revenue dip and high debt load are nagging concerns that could cap their upside if not managed well. For us long-term investors, the play here is about patience. Can they capitalize on labor market opportunities and digital transformation to drive growth? The forward PE suggests there might be value here, but economic headwinds are a real threat that could derail even the best laid plans. Short term, I'd watch for any updates on their cost-cutting or regional growth strategies in the next earnings release. Medium term, their ability to innovate will be key. But over the long haul, it's about whether they can maintain relevance in a rapidly changing workforce landscape. So, what's the outlook for Manpower Group? From a long-term investment perspective, I'd say it's a cautious hold with potential. If they can reverse that revenue trend and keep pushing the tech envelope, there's upside to be had. But with economic uncertainty looming, it's not a slam dunk by any means. Keep this one on your radar, and let's see how they execute over the next few quarters. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on the platform. Drop your thoughts on Manpower Group in the comments. I'd love to hear what you think. See you in the next one.